High in the Himalayas, a caterpillar eaten by a parasitic fungus is thought to boost energy, clear phlegm, and help sexual dysfunction. It sells for $5,000 a pound. In Tibet, hunting this fungus is a free-for-all that's helped some nomadic families break out of poverty. But in neighboring Bhutan, there are strict limits on harvesting the fungus. The world's Mary Kay Magstad reports from the capital, Thimphu.
At Thimphu's traditional medicine hospital, some patients waiting their turn spin a giant prayer wheel. Tsering Wangdi prefers to sit on a bench and watch. He's got a bad leg. He says he used to boost his energy with a swig of a fungus called cordyceps, steeped in local wine. He says, I used to drink it every evening with my dinner. My friends would find it in the hills and keep whatever wasn't good enough to sell. But now it's really hard to get. And really hard to buy, unless you've got deep pockets. Bhutan's government allows just one person per household in certain poor mountain villages to go collect the fungus. The season runs for 6 weeks or so in the early spring, just after a parasitic fungus has killed and partially eaten its caterpillar prey. Tsering Wangdi says he went on the hunt with his friends once. He says, it looks like a mushroom, except it has eyes, and it's really hard to find. It's pretty much a matter of luck. It didn't used to be quite so hard to find the fungus. That all changed when, in 1993, Chinese female athletes broke records in 9 track and field events and credited a tonic made with the fungus. Global demand took off, and the price shot up. At this traditional medicine fair in the Chinese province of Yunnan, a Tibetan named Li Wei tells potential customers the fungus is worth the price. He says, it helps your kidneys, it cures your backache, it gives you energy, especially for men, he says coyly, and there are no side effects. Cordyceps are found only in the Himalayas, mostly in Tibet, Nepal, and Bhutan, usually above 11,000 feet. An estimated 40 to 50 tons of the stuff is sold each year. Bhutan, with its annual auction, gets just a fraction of that action. But it's experimenting with packing this Himalayan Viagra into a pill. Samtan is a researcher at Menjong Sorig Pharmaceuticals, which is connected to the Institute of Traditional Medicine.
It's not exactly the Viagra, but it acts like the Viagra. It gives a lot of energy, and also it prolongs the long life.
The pill his company makes looks like a cold capsule. He says sales of this over-the-counter supplement, Cordy Plus, haven't been quite what the company had hoped for. They've sold about 5,000 boxes in 3 years. Then again, he admits, they haven't advertised much, and they haven't marketed Cordy Plus outside of Bhutan.
When we do a marketing abroad, then there are a lot of rules and regulations in the particular country. So I don't know whether when our product is sold in USA or America, if they have some side effect on our, there will be a lot of implication.
Samtan says the company didn't actually test the supplement before putting it on the market. It just followed ancient traditional medical texts and has been asking for feedback from those who bought the first batch. So far, he says, it's all been good. Still, the company hesitates to venture into the eager market in China. Samtan says Chinese companies are already all over that. While Bhutan seeks a balance between protecting its environment and fully exploiting its fungal gold, others in the region, and especially in China, power ahead, energized by the promise of a high-altitude worm. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad, Thimphu, Bhutan.